I'm joined now by Stuart Richards and Stuart Shepherd, two of the crew members of the Reekin Roars who've just completed the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge 2021, which is a 3,000-mile grueling row across the Atlantic Ocean. So congratulations, Stuart Shepherd, first of all. How do you feel?
We're all very glad that we've actually completed the task and relieved, because it was the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. And to actually get back onto dry land and know that that is complete and you can say you've done it is an amazing, amazing feeling. I definitely don't feel I need to do it again in any way whatsoever. And I still feel like I'm on the boat. When you're walking along, it's like you're drunk almost, because everything's still moving. But to just actually have warm food or hot food and clean sheets and a nice bed and a shower is just unbelievable. It's great.
Is it all the obvious things you miss, really?
I think you miss family most. That is the main thing. You know, we were able to talk, as we talked on the boat last week, we were able to talk to them on the phone, but to be physically with them again is just fantastic. That's the most important thing. And the secondary things are, yes, the comforts that you take for granted at home, when they're taken away and you are in an environment that is harsh and hot, you really do appreciate what the small comforts of life we take for granted mean to you.
And Stuart Richards, how are you feeling?
Yeah, well, it was interesting, to say the least. It was an emotional roller coaster, really. There was massive highs and some low points, but overall, it was fantastic.
And you'd mentioned you were concerned about the lack of communication with back home might be a problem. But it didn't turn out that way, because there was plenty of it and you actually had a whole town cheering for you.
The small bit of communication I was worried about was just being able to contact my close family, really. I was a little bit worried about not being able to contact them. I mean, you don't want to be contacting them too often, obviously, because we're too busy, but just that little bit of contact to make sure things are okay and, you know, they know we're safe, really. But we seemed to have enough communication to get a good grip of what was going on at home as well, which there was moments of support from home that were massive inspiration to us.
And you were fairly confident your own visual impairment wouldn't be an issue. Was there any things you struggled with?
Well, I feel so, yeah. It might be better asking my crewmates whether they think I was any hindrance, but I did have problems, Barry, finding the ensuite. I still haven't found it, to be fair.
That was the biggest challenge then.
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's ways to position yourself on the boat, as in navigating the boat, which personally, my sight is nowhere near good enough to operate the chart plotter and navigate, so I was no help there. But again, on any crew of four, usually two people look after that side of things and the other two, the other end of the boat, are looking after other things. So again, I think I played a big enough part to be a sort of valid member of the crew, yeah.
And what was it like rowing through 20-foot waves?
I mean, strangely, we started up, we were lucky to begin with on the journey. The seas were quite calm. And we then had, if I'm right in the corner, probably a week, and the second or third week where it got pretty hairy and rough. But by then, you'd grown in confidence of what the boat was capable of doing. And it didn't really upset me or worry me too much, to be honest about it. There was times when the boat almost tipped over that were a little bit, obviously, nerve-wracking. But again, I always felt like the boat was going to right itself very quickly. And within a second or two, you're back rowing. So you soon get massive confidence in the boat.
Yeah.
The odd moment where you get it from away from the side does sort of shock you. I didn't ever feel in danger of getting hurt.
Now, we've heard all about the infamous Marlin attack. What were you doing at that point?
Myself and Stuart Shepherd were rowing. I was behind Stuart and a fairly calm day, not a lot going on really, but I just rowed off the front. We were just sort of rowing away chatting. Next thing, there was a massive bang or something. Well, in my mind, I thought we've actually perhaps rowed into a bit of debris. But then within a split second, you start thinking that was too big a jolt and it was to our port side. So then you think, well, it would have hit the front of the boat if it was debris. So straight away, I think we had an idea what it had been, started opening the lockers, obviously realising what had happened then. And so within seconds, both the other Martin and Gary were able to find out what had gone on, and quite a shock, really, obviously.
And now you've had a wee bit of time to reflect. What do you think you'll take from doing a challenge like this?
Well, I think it highlights how much you miss people and your sort of family and friends. You realise what sort of determination a group of people can have together, yeah, and helping each other at times when there's obviously times when either one of us got a little bit upset, tired, down, and the other people can sort of drag you back up. But I think probably all of us miss your family and friends is probably the biggest thing I felt. And, you know, such a long time to be away from everybody, it was quite, that part of it was quite difficult for myself. But on the flip side, the support we had from home probably gave you the feeling of so many people being with you. Sort of donations that were coming through from all sorts of people, from bigger companies to sort of small individuals putting a few pounds into, you know, all sorts of amounts of money, which again gives you massive sort of support to get on and make sure we did what we wanted to do, really, which I don't think there's any doubt in our minds that we wouldn't do it. But to get that sort of support really gives you sort of massive boost when you're not feeling so great or you are feeling tired. Phil, you owe it to everybody for what they've done for us as well.
And Stuart Shepherd, you were hoping to raise £100,000 for RNIB and the Severn Hospice. You've managed to do that, which is absolutely fantastic. What is the total sitting at the moment?
We're over £106,000 as we checked it yesterday, which is just unbelievable, and an amazing gratitude from the team on behalf of the two charities that we're raising money for, to all the people who've donated their own hard-earned money to this cause is just fantastic.
Now, I'm assuming people can still donate.
Oh, absolutely, yes. The donation page is going to be open for probably the next 2-3 months before it gets closed off. So, yes, please feel free to donate.
And how can people do that?
If they go to our website, so it's rekin-rowers.com, that's rekin-rowers.com/donate, and then you can donate using the Just Giving pages that they will redirect you to.
Well, listen, it's been absolutely amazing following your journey over the last couple of years. Well done on completing that epic challenge. We don't have Martin and Gary Richards with us today, but to the four of you and today, Stuart Richards and Stuart Shepherd, thanks very much for talking to us throughout the last couple of years on RNIB Connect Radio and keeping us up to date with the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which you guys have managed to smash.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah, thank you, Barry. Thank you very much for following us on our journey. It's been great working with you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.